Hello, I am Nimja, and this is No Comment. This is a resistance game of sorts. However, the rules will not be clear until much later. And the only way to play is by listening, by following each and every word. You don't have to do what I say as such. It's more about paying attention. No reading other things or looking somewhere else right now. Let the words be your focus. Because part of the game is that you participate. And the only way to play, to win, is by actually participating. Now, if I can have your attention for just a couple of minutes, I can show you a cool trick. The rules, like I said, will be explained later. You'll have to wait a little longer for that. But while you're waiting, I will tell you some other things. Namely, after the file is done, you're going to do something for me. And this will all be part of the game. What it is, how it will work, that will become clear soon. Now, the other part of resistance play is that I will hypnotize you, and you will try to resist. Trying is a funny thing. It's like failing with effort. If you try to lift your hand, you wouldn't actually be lifting your hand. Lifting your hand is easy, I'm sure. But you do it every day, one way or the other. However, can you try to lift your hand, imagining that your hand is being held down somehow and that you're fighting against this invisible force as you try to lift it, almost like a mime, showing immense effort while achieving nothing. As you try to lift your hand, look at your hand and notice how easy it would be to lift it. You can try to lift it if you like. At the same time, you may wonder how good it would feel, how nice it would be if you could fail with effort. Trying to lift can be fun. Trying to resist is even better. The longer you listen, the more complicated and convoluted this might become. While at the same time, I will keep things simple. No comment. And yet there is a lot of story and telling of how aware you are of your unawareness as you're trying to stay awake. Hypnosis is a fascinating feature of the mind. You could compare it to meditation or focus. It's something you do every day, probably multiple times, especially if you're doing something that you've done many times before. Your mind just sort of enters this state of comfort, knowing what it's doing, a focus either to learn or to do automatically, doing without thinking. thinking without doing. And this is a resistance game. Games are meant to be fun, in some way at least. There's a way to win, and there's a way to lose wonderfully. And yet, you might be winning by losing or lose by winning. The more you hold on, the deeper you'll fall, and the less you might enjoy your winnings, as wanting to win makes the mind wonder about what would have been if you lost, leaving lingering thoughts languishing in a corner of your mind, laying around, sometimes reappearing. And the best way to prove that you're completely unaffected by this is by focusing completely. Maybe your eyes are heavy, maybe you're staring unblinkingly. It could even be that your eyelids have become so nice and heavy that closing your eyes is preferable. Even then, you can listen to something without thinking. That doesn't mean anything that you're in trance or not. All of this is just a game. And you are playing. But how can you play without knowing all the rules? Will you stumble deeper into a labyrinth of words and phrases, sentences that build walls higher than you can see, or structures that surround you with symbolism and meaning? Or maybe it's just a simple matter of go here, go down, drop deep and let go. Or maybe it's not as simple as that. You could be awake and aware and not be fully in control of the situation. Noticing that your mind got reactivated when I said certain words. Does that mean you're in trance? Or is your awareness a sign of you trying to resist? Going deeper while you convince yourself that you're awake. Sliding into a state of trance as your mind is slipping on its own thoughts. It could be either of them, or none of them. Maybe you're so blank right now that the mere concept of thoughts is too complicated to comprehend. You know, those that fall deep are often too far gone to even realize how deep they are. When they drop and let go, their eyes closing, their head relaxing, enjoying that wonderful feeling of deep trance. You might even want that for yourself. Then again, you're still awake and aware of how deep you are, how focused on my words, on my sentences, and on that curiosity what the resistance game and the rules of the game will be. Now in a moment, I will drop you the rules. I will give them one by one, and you can make up your mind if you want to follow the rules or try to resist by going deeper. See, there's this fun thing. After listening to something, you still have thoughts ideas in your mind. You still have notions, energy that you might want to communicate. Some people really feel the need to reply, to comment, to show how deep they've been. Some people will even reply with how deep they were to please me. Then again, some leave no comment as a comment, to comment on the lack of comments that they want to write, a creation of emptiness, sharing the simple words no comment to denote a lack of depth. Now only those that are too deep to comment at all wouldn't leave anything. Those that are so far gone that they can barely move, let alone think, only those would be too far gone to do any kind of replying or commenting or, you know, I'm sure that you're not that far gone at all. I'm sure you're well awake and aware of how you want to show that you're not deep at all by commenting how deep you were with no comment. Now it might be a little confusing to realize that writing no comment, a comment on a complimenting situation that is complicated in every way and yet simple in its directions, could create some confusion in your mind. But that illusion of control and the confusion mixing with your thoughts is a good way to drop into place and to enjoy even deeper. So while you comment, no comment, to react on the reactions of your mind, you can enjoy yourself and find yourself feeling really good, smiling, almost laughing when you do so. And the thing that'll make you smile the most is your own no comment showing up. Or even better, like seeing it and noticing that others may have replied too. Then again, the only thing that really matters is how you feel right now. If you feel nice and deep, you can comment with no comment or share how you feel. Unless, of course, you're so lost to the sensation so incredibly deep that you don't even have the energy for that anymore. I wonder which it'll be. Will you let yourself be dictated by the rules? Or will you show me that you try to resist with no comment? Well then, I look forward to the result. Enjoy. Oh, and before I forget, you are awake and aware of what's happening, and you know that this file is now going to end. You might want to do something about that. Have fun.